The Lord be with you. You have probably heard the modern day parable about how to boil a frog. That is, to boil a frog, you do not put him in a pot of boiling water, because he's going to jump right out of there. So what you do is you put him in a pot of cool water on the stove. He's going to feel real comfortable in that. And then you start turning up the heat bit by bit. And he's swimming around in there like a frog in a jacuzzi. But you keep turning up the heat slowly, slowly. And by the time the water is boiling, it's too late. You've got frog legs for dinner. Well, the moral of the story is pretty obvious. And I wonder who would have guessed that just 20 years ago, 40 years ago, that we would be where we are today as a nation. But bit by bit, it's happened to us. Our new president is going to be sworn in tomorrow, and normally it's a day of great festivity and celebration for the nation. It's a peaceful transfer of power. But the capital of our nation is locked down. National Guard is in the streets. And capitals across the country are facing armed threat. And at the same time, we still can't get the pandemic under control as thousands are dying every day. And we don't have a clue when our schools and churches and businesses will get back to normal. And I wonder, would a time traveler from just a few years ago recognize the United States of America today? Do you ever think God is trying to tell us something? I want to read to you Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14, where Jeremiah pinpoints the problem for his nation and then points the way out. I read Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14. Here Jeremiah is talking about false prophets and false priests, as he says, they dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, that is shalom, wholeness, health, well-being. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Here is how the contemporary version, The Message, translates Jeremiah 6:14. My people are broken, shattered, and they put on band-aids saying, it's not so bad, you'll be just fine. But things are not just fine. Well, I wonder if Jeremiah would say this of America at the beginning of 2021. My people are broken, shattered, and politicians and pundits put on band-aids saying, it's not so bad, you'll be just fine. But things are not just fine. And politicians and pundits are saying, well, you know, we just need some new programs. We need to borrow some more money so we can spend some more money. But my people are broken, shattered, and they're putting on band-aids saying, it's not so bad. We are in a nation today that increasingly calls good evil and evil good. But they say it's not so bad. But it is bad. No wonder Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. But then Jeremiah points a way out, a rescue for ancient Israel, and it's a way out for America today. In fact, it's the only way out. I go to verse 16 of Jeremiah 6. This is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. America, listen up. The Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. Scripture uses here the imagery of travelers. I'm going to call them fellow travelers. Here are fellow travelers who have lost their way. And they've come to a crossroads, and they do not know which way to go. And I think America stands at a crossroads today. And the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. The Hebrew word here translated ancient is olam, that's O-L-A-M, and it's a big word, oftentimes translated as eternal and everlasting. And so the Lord says that as you stand at the crossroads, ask for the ancient paths, the paths that are everlasting, that are eternal, ask where the good way is and walk in it. Walk in it. This is a call for a nation to repent. A call for us as a nation to acknowledge that we are headed off the cliff. I saw a bumper sticker one time that I really like. It said, God allows, U-turns. And today, as we stand at the crossroads, ask where the good way is. The good way is set forth for us in Scripture. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. Do it. And here's the promise, that if we do that, you will find rest for your souls. I sense that God has been trying to get America's attention for some time. We are broken. We are shattered. And people may be saying, it's not so bad, we'll be just fine. They're dressed the wounds of the people as though it were not serious, but it is serious. Would you join with me in praying for our nation? And let us join with many others in praying a prayer by the late Billy Graham that he prayed in 2001. Our Father and our God, we praise you for your goodness to our nation, giving us blessings far beyond what we deserve. Yet we know all is not right with America. We deeply need a moral and spiritual renewal to help us meet the many problems we face. Convict us of sin. Help us to turn to you in repentance and faith. Set our feet on the path of your righteousness and peace. We pray today for our nation's leaders. Give them the wisdom to know what is right and the courage to do it. You have said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. May this be a new era for America as we humble ourselves and acknowledge you alone as our Savior and Lord. This we pray in your holy name. Amen. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.